Be'ezras Hashem, we begin Perek Asiri, the 10th chapter in the Rambam Masechta Shkagos, and the laws of mistakes of sins regarding the liability of a carbon in the Sefer Kabbanis, in the book of that of individual sacrifices, which in this Perek we continue on to the next category, that of a carbon oil b'yared, interesting carbonis that is specifically going to depend on the person's financial status. As Rambam begins Halacha Aleph, those who are liable for this carbon oil b'yared. Shisha, there are six people. Mitzvasan, their commandment is sheikrivu carbon oil b'yard. They should bring literally a sacrifice that goes up and down, which is this flexible type of carbon, which it doesn't have a set carbon. If he's wealthy, he brings an animal. If he's poor, he brings a bird carbon. And if he's very poor, he brings that of a tenth of an eifa. Ve'elohim, and these are the six individuals. Hametzaira, the one who had tzaras. Ve'eled, this woman gave birth. Ve'nish b'shvus edus, and as someone had known testimony regarding someone else's financial affairs. And the claimant said to testify for him. And he denied knowing testimony, he didn't testify. And he swears to the fact that he does no testimony. And then he admits his guilt. That's what's called a shibusa edis, the oath of testimony. And this is bein bezad bein mishkaga. This is also one of the unique situations where it doesn't make a difference if he did it deliberately or by mistake. And vanish b'shuas bitul hashaker. If someone makes a false oath, where let's say he swears that he's not going to eat something and he does eat, or he swears that he's going to eat and he doesn't eat, or he swears for the past that he didn't eat and he did eat, or that he did eat and really didn't eat. And here it's specifically if he does it b'shkaga by mistake. And v'hatame she'ochel kodesh b'shkaga, someone who is tame, who ate kodshim by mistake, where a tame person is not supposed to, v'hatame she'nechas l'mikdash b'shkaga, and if a tame person goes into the base of mikdash by mistake, these six individuals, for their sin or for their situation, they're liable for this carbon oil v'yard. As we continue to Halacha Beis, specifying the sacrifices and their sources. So carbon oil v'yared is the carbon, the sacrifice of a woman gave birth. Im hoisa shira, if she was wealthy, mevia keves ben shnosei lo'ila. So she brings a lamb in its first year as an oila, as a burnt sacrifice. Uven yoyno oitor l'chatas, and a young or turtle dove for the sin offering. Now v'men yod, the masakis, she cannot afford that. Hare kabana yared, so this is where the oil v'yard, it goes down a grade. And she brings, instead of an animal, she brings two turtle doves or two young doves. One is the burnt sacrifice, and one is the sin offering. Now, even if she could have afforded the lamb itself, but she couldn't have afforded the libations that come with that, again, that means she can't afford it. She brings the pauper's sacrifice. One of the other cases, the Mitzrayah who had Tzaras, when he becomes purified, maybe Shalosh Behemoth, he has to bring three animals. Mehen, from them are Shnei Chavasim, two lambs. Echad Oyla v'Echad Asham, one's a burnt sacrifice, and one is that of the guilt offering. And V'Chivsa, and a she-lamb, L'Chatas, for a sin offering. Now, Amein Yod HaMaseges, if the Mitzrayah cannot afford so many animals, so maybe Shtei Soyim or Shnei B'nei Yoyin, instead he brings two turtle doves or two young doves, Echad Oyla v'Echad Chatas, one will be the Oyla, one will be the Chatas, V'Cheves L'Asham, and he's going to bring still one lamb, but just for the guilt offering. Al-Chadal. One of the other cases, Al-Shvuas Ha'edus, regarding swearing falsely regarding knowing testimony. The Al-Shigah Shvuas Bita, one of the other cases of when someone makes a false oath by mistake. The Al-Shigah Tumas Mikdash B'Tumas Gedashim, and the other two cases of where if someone by mistake is Tamei and he goes into the base of Mikdash, or is Tamei and partakes of Kachim. So here, maybe Kisva Oisi'ira. He brings either a she-lamb or a she-goat, kishaha chatayis hakavuos, like all other established sin offerings, which like a regular avera, one, if he committed by mistake, brings one of these two animals. But, if he cannot afford it, so this is where it comes into the oil of the earth part, maybe shtei soidim or shnei b'nei yayin, that brings either two turtle doves or two young doves, echad oil v'echad chatas, one's as an oila and one's as a chatas. Now, v'men yodim ha-segas la'if, if he can't afford even a bird carbon, maybe a siris ha-efa silas, he brings just a tenth of an eifa of flour. And that's what's called minchas chayte, the sinner's flour offering. We already explained how it's done, and all its halacha is in the laws of the activities of kabbanis in Perikid Beis. Halacha hey, kol kabbanis ha'elu mefarash b'Torah. All these sacrifices are explicit in the Torah. Umefarish zeh shechayv lavim. It's also explicit who is obligated to bring them. Chutz mitamei shenechnas lamikdash b'shkaga, except for the two cases of a tamei person that goes into the base of mikdash by mistake, or he eats kachim by mistake in a state of impurity. Because shakach kasev shem, that's what it says over there. Meaning it tells us these ideas, it's just not so explicit regarding tumas mikdash kedusha. It says in Vayikra, Benefesh kisechdav, there's going to be a person who's going to sin. There's shama koil Allah b'gam, he's going to hear the sound of an oath, etc., which that refers to shvuas edus, where there's an oath that he's making regarding that he knows testimony and isn't denying it. Oy nefesh ashatiga b'chol dover tamei b'gam, or if there's a person that's going to touch anything that's impure, etc., which just refers to, it doesn't say explicitly, but regarding someone who ate kachim in the state of tumah or went to the base of midrash in the state of tumah, but it's talking about regarding someone who became tamei. Or if a person is going to make an oath to utter, that's the shvuas bitui, to utter with his lips, that's shvuas bitui. And it says, a person is going to be guilty from one of these things, etc., which from tradition they learned. So the others are explicit. But it's not so explicit, it says regarding someone becoming tamei. But we learn that from tradition that here, that shechayiv kan karban latamei, here where there's a liability for a karban, for a tamei person, is either that he was tummy and he went to the base of Mikdash, or he ate kachem and he didn't know. Why? Because although this is actually learned from tradition, meaning from Gzeirah Shava, but it's like it's explicit. How so? Because the Torah explicitly creates a liability of karis, of being cut off. La tamei she'achol kodesh, the tamei person that eats kachem, but la tamei she'nichnas lemikdash, and the tamei person that went into the base of Mikdash, if he does it deliberately. How do we find this? Ba'eichel, the one who ate kachim, it says in the pasuk, "Vanefesh asher techel basim izevach hashlam hashel Hashem." The person that's going to eat from the meat of the carbon shlam that's for Hashem, betumasay olav, and in the state of tumah, v'nichrus, he's going to get karas. And so to v'nichrus lamikdashem, it says in Bamidbar regarding someone who went into the base of mikdash, v'nichrus ha'nefesh ahim b'techakal, the person's going to get cut off from amongst the Jewish people. He has mikdash Hashem timi because he has defiled the mikdash of Hashem. So the kivin shechivet Torah karis ultimus mikdash kadosh. Since we do find a precedent that the Torah creates a liability of karis when it's done deliberately for the tumah of going into the base of mikdash and eating the kachim, so perish hakarbon shemavian lashashukasim. That also explains when there's a liability of a carbon for doing it by mistake will also be this case of tumas mikdash or kadosh. Lachavav. Now, what's the halacha regarding when someone has to bring these karbanas for his wife and his children? So kol karbanas sheisha chayevah. So any sacrifice that a woman is obligated in. Her husband brings it for her. So, regarding this case of Yeledis, or any case that the woman would be chayv in one of these carbon oil b'yirids, so if the husband was poor, maybe carbon on, he brings a poor man's carbon. If he was wealthy, maybe Aligdeh carbon on, she has to bring for her a wealthy man's carbon. She has the same equivalency as him. Well, maybe Adam Aligdeh b'noi v'aligdeh b'toi. But a person could bring for his son or his daughter, by the Avdi Bishop Chasai, or for his servant or maidservant, which he's responsible for them, here he could bring a carbon ani. Even though he's wealthy, he could bring a poor man's carbon. And that carbon will purify them to eat and partake of kachim of karbanis and do the mechusri kipara, because unlike the wife, which shares the same status as him is just he's taking care of someone else, but it's not his own liability, and hence he could bring that of which they don't have anything, and he's providing for them their carbon ani, which they themselves are liable for. Halacha Zayin discusses regarding those who are obligated in the carbon and the way that they're obligated. So Hamelech, the king, the Kohen Mashiach, and the anointed Kohen, which is the Kohen Gadol when they would still be anointed, Mevi and Karbanam, they bring their sacrifice al Shvuas Ha'edus, either for falsely swearing that they don't have testimony, or regarding a false oath, or having been tummy and going to the base mikdash or partaking of kachim, for them it's kashor hadyaitis. That's just like a regular person. Why? The Torah does not differentiate between that of the sacrifice that the king brings from that of a regular person and from that of the Kohen Gadol. That's only by when he sinned regarding a mitzvah, that if he does it by mistake, you're obligated in a established karma chatas, like we explained this in Perek Alf Halacha Alf. Which we're discussing over here, kum shavim, all the same, the kohen, a gadol in the mouth does not have a different halacha. Already explained the laws of oaths and prakam dal tzavav and test to yud. When is he going to be liable for this oath of not knowing testimony? And regarding when is he going to be liable for the oath of falsely swearing? When is he going to be exempt on them? While he's a derech yichayv karbanas harbe kiminyan shavuos, and when is he going to be liable for many karbanas for the amount of oaths that he took? While he's a derech lo yichayv al karban echad, and what's the situation that he's only going to be liable for one karban for many oaths? Ubehilchas mechusa kapar, and the laws of those who are lacking atonement, in which is Perek Alf and Perek Dalad, says Rama Avor, I'm going to explain be'ezederech in what way to schayv hayaledes v'metzayir karbanas habri. How could the woman give birth and the metzayir be liable for many karbanas? Ube'ezederech ischayv kolechem mem karbanecha. And what's going to be the situation that each one is going to be only liable for one sacrifice? Lachaches kolamevi karban al zadin kishkaga. Now, whoever brings a carbon which is unique halacha for deliberate sin, because generally a carbon is only when one does it by mistake, but whoever brings a carbon when he's deliberate, just like when he does it by mistake, for example, let's say the case of Shefcha Charufa that we explained in the previous parak, or Shavuos Eidus, which is explained in this parak, or Shavuos HaBikadon, which we also explained in the previous parak, that those situations, even if he does deliberately, it's the same as Shkaga. So if it's only beyond his control, Patim la carbon, then he's going to be exempt from a sacrifice because it was Einus. And Ein Tzarach Lemi Ram to say Sharaveiros, other sins, Shein Nechayev Chatas Ela Shagasin, like it generally is, that the sin offering is only when you do it by mistake, and not if you do it deliberately. So since the Torah is not making you liable when you do it deliberately, only when you do it by mistake, so it's even less of a liability, for sure it's not going to make you liable when Shein Hayonis, if it was something beyond his control, that Pater is going to be exempt from the carbon. Lachates, regarding, so we're saying this is carbon oil v'yorid, depends on the person's financial status. What happens in regards to changing his status from wealthy to poor or from poor to wealthy? So misha hefresh mois, someone already separated monies, lekivsa shel chatasai. Specifically, we said he has a choice for a she lamb or a she goat. If he separated the monies for a she lamb for his sin offering, which we're talking about specifically where it's one of the categories of chatas of oil v'yorid, where the wealthy person brings either a she lamb or a she goat. But actually, regarding to regular chatas, if there's actual leftover monies, as we're going to be discussed, actually that goes for nedava. But here we're talking about that of Eilu B'Yared. And he separated a she lamb for his chatas, but Vitzarklin, he needs those funds. So our reason may be Se'ira, so he could bring a she goat, which if that's cheaper, V'chal ois namois al Asir, and he'll take those monies that he had separated for the she lamb and deconsecrate them on the she goat, and be hung man. And then he could have pleasure with that money that he's saving from that he's instead buying the she-goat. V'chein so too would be the other way around. In hifresh la se'ira, let's say he separated the monies for a she-goat, v'lokach kisba, and instead he buys the she-lamb. Young men, if let's say they're cheaper, he could have benefited from those monies, which are unique halacha regarding oil of yard, as we're discussing that a person could downgrade or upgrade accordingly. Halacha yod. Hifresh mois la behema beheni. So let's say that was in the same category of animals, but now it's even categorical. Let's say he separated monies for an animal, because as a wealthy person, chayv karban al biyard, would that be an animal? But v'heni, then he became poor. So yikach shtei sayrim o shnei b'nei yin. So he has the money over here. So instead, he buys two turtle doves or two young doves, v'chal lein oisna monies, and he consecrates those monies onto those birds, which now the birds have the sanctity, the monies are now chulun. Beyond men, and he could use the monies, and obviously saving all that money, that the birds are cheaper than the animal. Let's say hifresh mois l'bnei yoin oila toyim. Let's say he was a middle grade. He separated funds for young doves or turtle doves. But then he's poor. He can't even afford that. So yavay yisir se'efa. So then he brings actually just a tenth of an efa of flour. V'chal alein oisna mois v'hanamen. And he deconsecrates the monies onto the flour. And then again he can use those monies and he's saving all that difference. V'chein so too in the reverse. Im hoya ani. Let's say he was pauper. V'hifresh mois l'asir se'efa. And he separated only enough money for a tenth of an efa of flour. V'hashir became wealthy. Yosef alein v'yavay oif. He should increase the money on that, and then he brings a bird carbon. Let's say he separated monies for a bird and he became wealthier. Then he should add on to those funds and bring a she lamb or a she goat. However, even if the one that's bequeathing money to him was in the throes of death, and he's going to inherit the money from that person, and he'll be wealthy, still as long as that person didn't die and he bequeathed the money, he will still be considered a pauper and bring a carbon of ani. Until the actual person who's going to be bequeathing the money to him will die and then he'll inherit him. Then he'll have to add on monies to go ahead and bring the carbon of an asher. Halacha yud aleph. Asher shehifresh kisba yisira. So if you have a wealthy person that separated the actual animal itself, not just the monies, separated a she lamb or a she goat. Now it develops a blemish. Okay. But veheni also became poor. So if he wants to, yav bid me'aif. So he could bring with those monies, which anyways is going to be deconsecrated because it had developed a blemish, he could bring now with those monies a bird, and he could save that money. But in contrast, let's say he had been in the middle grade, he separated a bird, and it became invalidated. It doesn't say enough about mum, because a mum is not a problem by an oif. It's only if, let's say, a leg gets cut off, like if a mechusar eiv, it's lacking a limb, becomes invalidated, then actually, you cannot deconsecrate that and bring with his funds and to save money to buy a tenth of Eifer because Shein Leif Pidyon. There's no halacha of redemption by a bird carbon, and that's his loss. There's nothing to do about it. Halacha Yud Beis, Hifesh Asir Se'efa V'Heshel. Let's say he separated a tenth of Eifer flour and he became wealthy, meaning he separated the actual flour itself. Now, but it was actually kosher b'kli, but it wasn't yet sanctified in the vessel. So as long as the flour was not yet put into a klisharis, it doesn't have physical sanctity, just as a monetary sanctity. Now, monetary sanctity could be redeemed. Okay, so harbi could call a menacha. So it's all like all flour offerings, which became tamei or becomes possible, you could redeem it. Here, v'tipad v'te'achal, you could redeem the flour, and you could eat it, even though it didn't become tamei. And there's no problem. The problem is that Beletze became sanctified in a vessel, already has physical sanctity. So then the halacha is to uba tzurasa. Then he actually has to wait till it's left out overnight. And then Matitz Labesa Sreva, then it has to be, that only thing can be burned. In other words, there's no invalidation in this flower offering itself. It's just the problem that the owner of the flower offering became wealthy. So he has to now bring a more expensive carbon. But so that invalidates it. And it's already physical sanctity, so there's nothing to do about it. Rather, he can't burn it right away because it's not an intrinsic invalidation. He has to leave it overnight, and only then could he burn it. Halacha Gimel, Asher Shehifresh Kain Lamachra. If a wealthy person, and there's no mum, like we said in the flower offering countries, to like Behemoth, which said it has a mum that allows us to do the pidyon. Halacha Gimel, Asher Shehifresh Kain Lamachra. If a wealthy person separated a pair of birds, but it was to sell it. V'likach b'domel kisbaisira. He's a wealthy person. He wants to bring a she-lamb or a she-goat. So those birds only have monetary sanctity because it wasn't physical sanctity for it to be actual sacrifice itself. So it's just to sell it to buy the carbon of Asher. But then v'hani, then he becomes poor and now he could bring the carbon of Anani. So Yahweh Kainzu, so he should bring this pair of birds after he redeems it and then sanctifies it as the carbon of Anani. Now, the problem is, although it had a monetary sanctity, which was for that of the animals, which becomes rejected because now he can't bring that monetary proceeds of an animal because he can't afford it, he's a pauper. So the question is, so why isn't it rejected? In other words, had it been a physical sanctity that was rejected, most definitely it would be totally rejected from being sacrificed. But even if it's only monetary sanctity, it should also be rejected from being sacrificed. So the Rambam, no. Because an initial rejection is not considered as a rejection. V'hari nirakein zaylo ata. And now the pair of birds are fit. So these pair of birds were initially rejected. It wasn't like they were a carbon and then they rejected. They were never a carbon. And therefore that doesn't consider as a rejection. And now it's fit to be, so now you can bring it. Now, on the shirk of carbon usher, if you do have a pauper that brings a wealthy man's carbon, Yatza, after the fact he has fulfilled his obligation. But if a wealthy person brings a poor man's carbon, brings either the bird or the flower thing, then Yatza is not fulfilled obligation. That's exactly the custom learned out from Sukkim that the wealthy cannot bring the poor's, but the poor man's could bring the wealthy man's carbon of the carbon of the earth.